Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
The Los Angeles Clippers,
man,
who are straight kicking butt,
taking names,
and taking names. Kawhi Leonard has just dropped down in L.A. and made himself at home, and they are looking every bit as good as everyone expected them to look.
Was that that was the home opener for the Warriors in their new building, right?
Yes.
My goodness.
And the Clippers christened the Chase Center in a mighty, mighty way. They demolished the Warriors 141-122, and it wasn't even that close. It was not even a 19-point game. Let me give you a few of the numbers. Kawhi Leonard, you know, played well. The thing I like about Kawhi, who knows? I mean, if they win it this year, this guy might be building toward a run.
I agree.
Of championships. Now, he doesn't bring everything that LeBron James brings or brought, if you think LeBron's falling off a little bit, brought in his prime, the passing ability, the court vision, all of that. But the thing I really like about Kawhi is that he fits right into a system.
It's not forced whatsoever.
No, not at all.
Am I right? He doesn't have to force it. He just plays basketball, plays his game. It fits. This is why we've said this before. LeBron and AD might be the most talented duo. I'm just talking about their ability.
I think they are.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we'd all
ability,
have to admit that.
But when you talk about the best duo and do they fit with the team that they have, well, I think when Paul George and Kawhi are fully loaded with that team, yep, it's going to be the perfect fit.
No, they're going to fit seamlessly. There's no ifs. The only question really with the Clippers, and you know, I'm not saying they got the championship sewed up.
No, they got to play. Question, it's a long way to go.
The only question is really, and I'm not saying it's a huge question. I don't want to make more out of it than it is. But will they stay healthy?
Right.
Because Kawhi, as big and strong as he is, he has been a bit fragile. You know, last year played 60 games and then was banged up in the playoffs. Paul George obviously has his injury history. So that's really, Rob, the only question as to whether or not this team is going to be right there in the championship race. But Kawhi last night, prime example, what we're talking about, 21 points, 9 assists. His game didn't take away from anybody else. Patrick Patterson's goes out, has 20. Lou Williams, Lou Williams might mess around and become an all-star this year. 22 points, had a big game against the Lakers, 20-some-odd points against, yep, the Lakers. Don't remember exactly what it was. But on the Golden State side, Steph Curry, the big star, 23 points, but only shot 8 of 20, 2 for 11 from 3. 8 turnovers, Rob, just 4 assists. And D'Angelo Russell backed him up with 20 points. Steph had 23, as I said, and D'Angelo had 8 assists. Outside of that, they didn't get much offense. You had a few, you know, 4 other guys in double figures, but they're going to have trouble scoring because Draymond, who is a very good player, is not a big scorer. He had 11 points last night. That's his game. He's going to do defense, passing the ball, run the offense, hit a few shots, but they looked bad. What were your main takeaways or your main takeaway, Rob, from this game?
I'm telling you, you could poo-poo it all you want, but this could have been like Steph Curry. Everybody said that he had to take a backseat to Durant. He pulled back, let Durant do everything. Now he's out there, and I get it. Not having Klay is
right.
a big
I mean,
miss. I'm
yeah.
not,
right.
but it's not going to be Steph is going to lead the team, and they're going to just seamlessly. They went from everybody thinking that they were going to make the playoffs to now whether or not it's a question.
It's a question.
It is a question for sure. Last night, and Steve Kerr said it, the reality is there are going to be a lot of these nights.
Right.
This ain't no
and he's right.
once in a blue moon kind of thing. You know,
Nah, this was not
anomaly.
An aberration.
Right. That's what I was looking for.
Not an aberration.
It's not. And Steph Curry, no matter what, won't be able to do his magic and be able to lead this team where maybe, I think, I don't know if it wasn't you, but some people were saying that maybe Steph could have a breakout, like a big year, because now there's nobody else there. He right. can just kind of run and do. I'm not so sure that that's going to be
so
possible.
Look, this is
MVP,
what I said.
I'm talking about like he was going to put the team on his, okay, Clay's down, no KD, Steph's going to come and show everybody, I'm that guy.
Well,
I'm not thinking that's going to happen.
First of all, he's shown us he's that guy. Now, no. whether you think he's a top 10 player or you think he's a little overrated, whatever, he has proven I'm that guy.
He's not that guy.
One of only two small, normal size, y'all know what I mean, point guards in history to lead a team to an NBA title, Isaiah Thomas being the other one, the legendary Isaiah Thomas. So he's proven. He's a made man.
That championship.
I don't want to hear anything that would say he's not a. That championship has what?
An asterisk next to it.
Does Kawhi's?
Why? Yeah.
Kawhi's championship last night? No, there's no asterisk. A championship is a championship. It's a championship.
All I'm saying is when teams were at full strength, what has he done last? What has he done?
A championship is a championship.
He choked down.
Do some of Magic Johnson's titles have asterisks with them?
Let me ask you.
Because Detroit was banged up.
He choked down a 3-1. He choked down a 3-1 lead, Chris. Nobody in the history of the NBA has ever choked down a 3-1.
Oh, he did it by himself?
He's supposed to be. He's that guy.
He did it by himself?
You said he's that guy. If he's that guy.
Kevin Durant did the same thing the series before.
I said in the NBA finals, it's never happened.
I'd rather do it in the finals than in the Western Conference
finals.
I like to go as far as I can go.
No, I don't want to be the guy who can't win a game and help his team out when it mattered.
He wins a game, dude.
They lost two games all year.
How many? They lost two games all year.
Back to back, and then they lost three in a row.
They were
to lose the final. Three in a row, including two at home.
Rob Parker.
That's what they did.
They were playing against arguably, and you know I don't think so, arguably the best player ever at the height of his game, LeBron James.
All they needed to do was win one game.
From the narrative.
No, if he's that guy, he can win you one game.
He's that guy, but there was a better guy.
He's not that guy.
And his name was King James.
No. Steph Curry, if he's on that level,
what level?
He just needed to win
what
one
level?
Game. He couldn't do it.
Stop it.
It's the biggest choke in sports.
Stop it.
The Golden State Warriors won 73 games that year. It's the biggest choke.
LeBron James went berserk.
No.
And Kyrie Irving helped him.
Steph Curry is the author of the biggest choke.
No, he's
they
not.
Won 73 games during the regular year, and they couldn't win one of the final three.
What happened to
you? Two in their own building.
What? Be consistent, Mr. Parker.
I am consistent.
Well, okay, then tell me about Kevin Durant the series before. Because if Steph couldn't get it done in the finals, how's Durant? Where do Durant Westbrook rank?
I'm telling
you. He took them out. They had a 3-1 lead in a lesser round.
But it never happened in the finals.
I don't care.
It never happened.
A seven-game series
No, it's
not. It was the conference finals. It wasn't the first round. It was the conference finals. A chance to win your first title. A chance to lead OKC to its first title.
Chris.
And Steph ransacked him.
Clay ransacked him.
So don't even rip him if you're not going to rip Durant and Westbrook.
I'm going to rip him. No, because he had 73 wins.
Yes.
They set the all-time record.
That doesn't matter, baby.
Yes, it does.
Nah.
And when it mattered the most,
he
couldn't make those shots. And when the game's on the line, he's 0-for-8 in the final 20 seconds. He can't make the big shot when they're behind.
How did we get here from game one of the season?
I'm just telling you.
There was an Instagrator in your ear. You had no intention of coming out here ripping Steph Curry because you knew it wasn't right, but you had a Lakers fan who is a Steph Jeff Hader in your ear whispering he had horns on his head, he had a red jumpsuit, he had a tail.
Look at this. Well, listen to this.
And he used to be husky. Y'all regular listeners of the show know who I'm talking about.
Chris is just mad because he don't want to have any shine come off the light-skinned guy because Chris is all the way in on Steph Curry.
It's another light-skinned.
That's what it is.
It's another
light-skinned guy.
It's another light-skinned brother lighting it up. Trey Young, how about that? How about
why are we going there?
Okay, I ain't think so. How about Ben Simmons?
I want to talk about Steph Curry.
And don't challenge us to a dunk contest because I'll bring out Zach LaVine.
They beat Jordan's record and had 73 wins and couldn't win one of the last three games in the NBA final. It's the biggest choke job in the history of sports.
Even Craig Melvin is laughing at you.
No, he's laughing at Steph Curry and the way he played in those last three games. How was Steph Curry's performance in the last three games of the NBA Finals that year, Craig?
Horrible, horrible.
Thank you.
Really bad.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Orlando Scandrick, defensive back for the Philadelphia Eagles, he went on Undisputed today with Skip and Shannon.
Yes, it was fire, man, all over the place.
Oh, he sang like Luther Vandross. I mean, my man threw his former team, the Philadelphia Eagles, all the way under the bus. I actually like it. He was honest. That's what you want.
No, I know.
I want you to come on and say something.
I get it, but... He'll be an outsider like in a football fraternity. I mean,
he might be. I thought about that.
Do you know what I mean?
Like now, and I think teams might stay away from him too.
Yeah, well, you got to be real careful with that. I'm not. You can talk about it and be honest without going to extremes. I thought he was over the top.
It was great TV, but he went. Yeah, I was shocked.
You right? I was shocked.
It's one thing if he was done playing.
Chris, we've been in this business forever. You don't see people doing that. He's not a 50-year-old, you know,
right.
55, and he don't care, and ain't nobody paying my bills.
Right,
you know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right,
I'm independently
right.
wealthy.
Right.
Those guys can talk.
Well, anyway, here he talked about your boy. Can we get rid of the Wentz in a lifetime? I'm
no.
He's not.
Wentzylvania.
He's really Wentz in a lifetime? Wentzylvania. He deserves a state named
yes.
after him? Really? Why?
He almost won the MVP.
Because he's 8-10 as a starter?
Tom Brady
in
stole
the last
his MVP.
Few years? How long are you gonna play that tune, man? Huh? Let's hear what Scandrick said about Nick Foles.
There's a ton of pressure on him, but... Let's just start here. Nick Foles is not walking through that door.
No.
Are there some people in that locker room that still would probably want Nick? Yeah. But that's not a knock against Carson.
Okay.
It's just everything that Nick has achieved. But he's not walking through that locker room.
He said...
That's not a knock?
No, that's a
don't
knock,
soft
right?
soak it. Come
right,
on, dude.
Right,
you
right.
Know. Right? That's a knock.
It is a knock. When you got some guys in your locker room. But, Rob, and look, I like Carson Wentz. I know that you can't deny the physical talent. But can you admit at least it's possible there's mounting evidence that something's not there off the field? You want to call them intangibles, I know you don't like that, but why are they building a shrine to the backup?
But because you got to be real careful because you kept questioning Aaron Rodgers. You were on that train about.
I was just waiting for an Aaron Rodgers game. Nothing like this,
okay,
Rob.
But
nothing
you see
like
where
this.
He's at now,
no,
right?
He's Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
He's proven himself.
Okay.
If he doesn't win another ring, he's still the great Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
Wentz is not there.
No, I understand
just
that.
He played a good three quarters of a season.
But you got to be careful. He's so talented. And then there were other GMs. Did you see the story that was out this week after the game against Dallas? Where most said they still would take Wentz over Dak Prescott. Did you see that story?
Irrelevant.
Yeah, okay. He didn't want to see that story.
It means nothing.
All right, I'm just saying.
It means nothing. Scandrick talked about that today. He's played with both guys. He said Dak was a leader.
But he couldn't play.
I'm paraphrasing. But he said Dak was there late, got there early, all the play. He's a born leader.
He just can't play that well.
He is not saying that about Carson Wentz. I'm sorry. So enough of the Wentz in a lifetime, enough of the Wentzylvania. Walk up to him.
He's
Carson Wentz. Period. And Carson Wentz.
And Wentz like this? No, like you can't see
Wentz,
that.
Right, Wentz. I'm not even going to diss him like that because I like him. But I just wonder, Rob, why does half the locker room want the backup back?
I don't
ain't even that great. Let's keep it real. Nick Foles isn't Bob Greasy.
We've seen him, right. We've seen
him. Bob Greasy, but.
Right, you know, I know what you mean, right. No, I mean, and no doubt about it. That Super Bowl, he made every throw. He was amazing.
Yes.
He was, am I right? Every throw.
He was, I mean, he was great.
He went toe-to-toe
against
Belichick's defense. He even caught a touchdown. He was amazing that night.
Yep.
And that's one of those once-in-a-lifetime nights, and you give him credit. I'm not knocking him. But I think that people who see him all the time, Chris, that there's still so much potential, and maybe he's just got to get through the rough patch. But people see the talent in Carson Wentz.
Who sees him more than his teammates?
No, I agree. We said this,
and half of them want Nick Foles back.
What do we say about what
they
are we
built
saying?
A shrine in Nick Foles? Come on,
I still want Carson Wentz.
Anyway, Scandrick continued. He went after Malcolm Jenkins, and here's the controversy: he went after Malcolm Jenkins. Said that, you know, he basically called him out, said he's selfish.
So wait a minute.
And then Rob G, he went on Twitter. Rob G, explain what happened on Twitter. Yeah. The Eagle struck back.
He ripped Malcolm Jenkins, said he wasn't a leader, said he was selfish. And then the Eagles had the receipts and posted a video from the Vikings game on the sidelines. Orlando Scandrick telling Malcolm Jenkins, hey, bro, that's why you're the captain of this team, the way you play from first snap to the last. Respect.
That does look bad.
That's bad. And the other thing, too, it weakens his argument about Wentz as well.
Not Wentz, but but Jenkins.
No,
but no, the reason
he's trashing everybody on his way out, Chris, and I'm going to take it with a grain of salt because of the attack of Jenkins
as
well.
But here's the reason why I'll push back a little on, I get what you're saying, but a little on the Wentz, because it's nothing we haven't heard before. That's, you got to admit that. It's
But I'm just saying.
If he came out of nowhere, yeah.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Kevin Durant, of course, is out for the season. A real bummer, because obviously KD is an all-time great, still in his prime. And man, can you imagine, bro, as great as this season is, what if KD and Kyrie were playing for Brooklyn?
No doubt about it. I totally agree. It's a bummer.
They'd probably be the Clippers East.
Yep. And you would be talking about the two stepkids in the major cities, right? Not the Lakers
right,
and Knicks.
Good point.
But it would be like the Clippers and Nets.
Right, right.
That's what it was set up to be, and it might be next year, but very, very interesting. And it kind of, we got cheated this year.
Yep.
We really did.
But KD, he refuses to go away quietly, if you will. He is still making all sorts of noise, all sorts of news. He was recently, was it a podcast with the Players Tribune? With Darius Miles. And I just can't believe what came out of KD's mouth. Here it is.
Kyrie, James Harden, myself, Draymond at the four. I'll put Serge at the five.
So, Kyrie, James Harden, you, Draymond, and Serge.
Yeah, that's team. Yeah, because we can switch everything on D, and we got all world scorers and facilitators and block shots. We can block shots. Yeah, that's a perfect team.
Let me tell you the question, because you might not know the context of it, and that's key. Kevin Durant was asked by Darius Miles, former player Darius Miles, what his starting five from players he's played with.
Right.
A starting five of your former teammates, who would it be? And he said Kyrie Irving, James Harden, myself, meaning Kevin Durant, Serge Ibaka, and Draymond Green.
What? Seriously, Chris. Really? Now, here we go. We're going to take – this is going to be like a quick 2 minutes
right.
of Chris and I as guys who went to school to be journalists and sports writers and whatnot. Where is the follow-up question? And I know he's not a reporter. He's a former player.
Just as a curious person, you individual.
You wouldn't think to say, really? Like,
No Steph Curry? No Russell Westbrook?
No Westbrook? You didn't. Those guys you played with, you wouldn't have them on your team. How don't you follow up that team with that without that question? Seriously, please tell me.
That's why, Rob, something like the Players Tribune or any of the uninterrupted, any of these things that are good for what they do, they won't replace journalism.
No. And how many times have I told you this? The team websites, Chris, they don't do as well as the standard or whatever, the mainstream media, whatever, because you're not going to get the questions, the follow-ups, the pushback. That's journalism. Just letting somebody say something without giving a little like to question them. How could you not ask, where's Steph?
Because that's what everybody's wondering.
Right.
Now, I don't want to put words into Kevin Durant's mouth, but I just wonder, and whether you think it was a shot at Steph or Russ, pick one. How could you not have one of them on the team? And here's the thing, there was an easy out. You haven't played with Kyrie yet.
Right.
So if somebody was like, oh, no Kyrie, you could have been like, we haven't played. You said, who have we played with?
We haven't played a real game yet together. And here's the other
thing. Which is true. Hey, you don't even know what it's like to play with Kyrie. How could you leave? How could you leave Steph Curry? You won two championships with this guy.
But this is why, if you get that question, the follow-up, then you could hear maybe he has a great answer, Chris.
Right, that's a good point,
maybe he has a great answer on why, and he's like, I believe in defense, and I want long guys with arms, and blah, 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 blah. And then it would make sense why he left those two off. But there was no follow-up.
Right.
A natural follow-up.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right.
His answers would make more sense.
Right. You made that's a great point. Like, we would have found out. We won't have to sit here and speculate, why did you leave Steph off? Why did you leave Russ off? Like, Michael Jordan was at – Craig Melvin asked Michael Jordan, wait, you got Olajuwon, Magic Johnson.
And he said he's a guy that
Pippen,
I play.
James Worthy. He had a reason.
Right.
No Steph, no LeBron, no Kevin Durant. This is why. This is what I want to hear. I want to know. KD, we want to know. Not even dissing.
You're not playing this year. Come on, the Odd Couple. We'll talk to you for like 10 minutes.
Right. You had great – look, all those guys – I mean, James Harden, you can pick him over one of those two. We get that. But how you can leave Steph Curry, and you can't say – he could say defense, but that can't be the answer. He said we could switch everything. Kyrie and James Harden are notoriously bad defenders.
Right, so I was just throwing that out, right? You know what I mean?
But that can't be your reason for leaving off Steph. Russ, I mean, I want to know. Because it was a tough question because he played with so many great players, and it wasn't like pick the five best you play with. It was put together a team. So, okay, Serge Ibaka not nearly in the same class as those guys, but he's a center. I need a center. Draymond, not as good as Steph and Russ, but I need a power forward.
Right.
But
I'm not just picking. I'm picking a team that could win, not just five of the best players that don't go together.
What do you make of it, Rob? Like, do you have a theory on why he left off Steph?
Yeah. I think that the stuff that he said about he never really fit in, he never really was a part of it, the general manager joked at the championship parade, you know what I mean? All that stuff. And he's really basically erasing himself from that franchise like it didn't happen. I'm serious.
Like, well, he did pick Draymond.
Right. But I'm saying, because he's
called him the B word and all that.
Yeah, no, that's a good point.
Right, but they are friends. I think they've made up and all that.
But remember, he was the one who recruited him, so they did have a deeper friendship, even though they had a spat.
No doubt.
He didn't have that with Steph, Clay.
Right.
And I think that's why he's doing that. And obviously, he left Westbrook, right? He left him at the altar, so there was another guy. I left from there.
Right.
I didn't want to bond and try to win and put it together and win in OKC and do our own thing. So he walked out on him, and then they decided, How did Steph find out that he was leaving? From a text or alert, right? It wasn't some. He didn't get a text or
KD
from KD or anything.
Well, here's the interesting thing too. I don't think if you're just picking a five, the best team. If I'm picking the best team of Kevin Durant's former teammates, that's not the one I'm picking. And Russ, as I said, I think I was one of the first to say it because I've been saying it on, as Colin's gone back at me over the years with Russell Westbrook, that he's an icon. And 30 years from now, people are going to be talking about this guy that averaged a triple-double three straight years.
I totally agree. Right? Because nobody could do it. And look at all the great players that have come between the Big O, Oscar Robertson, and to this point. You know how many great players played and nobody
LeBron,
else could do it?
Magic, Jason Jordan, Kidd, Jordan.
Just 1,000 guys.
But the best team for Kevin Durant, team of his teammates, would be Steph Curry, Klay Thompson. Because if he's shooting, Kevin Durant, probably Draymond at the four.
And also with
then you put Serge Ibaka in the middle. That's what makes them even better than those Warriors teams were.
And with Westbrook, they had something going. They went to the NBA Finals.
They should have beaten the 73 win.
Right.
Warriors.
They choked.
They were up 3-1. And so you're right. And you had Serge and Russ on that team.
Right.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know what to make of that. And again, that's the problem. I love the Players Tribune for what they are. They do a good job with the first-person stories.
Are fine.
What you're not going to get, controversial question.
Right. You're not going to get any kind of pushback, and that's why it's hard to read those things, hard to go to team sites and all that because they're not fans don't want to just hear the good stuff about their team.
Right.
You're kidding yourself.
Right.
They want the real. What's going on? How come he's playing like this? How come the coach not making the right calls?
Yep.
I want to know.
Fans deserve it, to be honest. They deserve it.
Chris, they're all the way paying money, and they're invested.
Yep.
People lose sleep, right?
No doubt.
They're up worrying about their team and their game and what's going to happen.
No doubt.